Imagine cancer treatment, custom-made, just for you, and based on your cancer tumor's DNA. Some Boston scientists, including Nir Hacohen of Massachusetts General Hospital and the Broad Institute, recently showed that that is possible. Joining us, as she does most Mondays, is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey there, Deb. And yes, this week, WBUR is doing a final run of stories in our year-long series called This Moment in Cancer. So for today's Common Health, why don't we start with my first piece in the series? It's on a personal vaccine to fight cancer.
Okay, sounds great. Let's listen and then we'll follow up with you in a few minutes. Here's Carrie's piece.
Martha Pfeiffer knew she was at high risk for melanoma, a potentially deadly skin cancer.
I had a gazillion sunburns as a kid. It was sort of the classic thing my poor mother tried and tried.
In 2012, she felt a new mole on the back of her arm.
And I said, I don't remember that. And I looked at it. I didn't think much of it, and I didn't go running right in. But sure enough, that one turned out to be the one that I got the call about.
The mole was melanoma. Pfeiffer, a writer and editor who lives in Stowe, Massachusetts, had surgery to remove the tumor and the lymph nodes under her arm. A couple of years later, more melanoma turned up, and she needed more surgery. Not an uncommon course of events so far, but now it gets futuristic. She qualified for a study at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute that began by taking cells from her tumor to analyze their DNA.
And then they did a genetic mapping of the cells, and they were able to isolate the mutated cells that were specific to the melanoma. And that's where the cooking comes in.
The cooking uses a scientific recipe that was published recently in the journal Nature. You take those unique tumor mutations and you use prediction algorithms to choose about 20 of them as likely to be your best targets. Then you make a vaccine that trains the patient's immune system to attack only cells with those targets. The targets are called neoantigens. Neo because they're new. They exist only on the tumor. Finally, you add a booster that stimulates the patient's immune response.
We actually create and synthesize a vaccine just for that individual. So it never existed anywhere else in the world and will never again because only that person has that cancer.
Nir Hacohen says you then inject the vaccine into the patient's arms or legs multiple times. And if all goes well, the patient's own immune cells will hunt down the tumor cells they're now trained to recognize, even if the cancer has spread.
When they find the tumor or any piece of the tumor, they'll start to attack it. And the hope is to be able to get this vaccine to work strongly enough to completely eliminate the tumor, not to just kill a little bit of it.
Familiar vaccines like the shots against measles or chickenpox also train our own immune system to recognize and kill an invader. But this personal vaccine is what's called a therapeutic vaccine. It treats an illness rather than preventing it. For decades, the quest for a therapeutic vaccine against cancer has frustrated researchers. Dr. Catherine Wu at Dana-Farber and the Broad Institute says even a couple of years ago, cancer vaccines did not look good.
When I was a postdoc, all the literature was about how vaccines didn't work. There were plenty of studies, clinical trials that could see laboratory evidence of immune responses, but it didn't do anything for the patients.
Now, cancer vaccines are looking more promising. There's been dramatic progress on analyzing tumor DNA and on treatments that harness the patient's own immune system to fight cancer. Traditional cancer treatments like chemotherapy can cause harsh side effects because they attack healthy cells along with the cancer. But a personal cancer vaccine is so precisely targeted that Martha Pfeiffer says the side effects were no worse than a mild flu.
Yeah, I was, sitting in the infusion center and always so apologetic to people that I was having it so easy.
Dr. Glenn Dranoff of Novartis is a longtime leader in cancer vaccines. He says these personal vaccines successfully combine the power of cancer genetics with new insights into the immune system.
So the work is scientifically very compelling.
It's a novel approach, he says, an elegant proof of concept, but
whether or not that's going to translate into better outcomes for cancer patients is going to require significant more study and clinical testing.
That will take extensive clinical trials. It also remains to be seen how much personal cancer vaccines could cost. Some other new cancer treatments run hundreds of thousands of dollars. Clinical trials are now underway to try this type of personal vaccine for lung and bladder cancer and glioblastoma, the brain cancer. So interest is high, but these are early days. Martha Pfeiffer was one of just 6 melanoma patients in the 2-year study that was published in Nature. Her scans have remained clear so far, but she has no guarantee the cancer won't recur.
You know, I'm going on the assumption that this is working, but people say to you, oh, did the vaccine work? And my response is, you only know if it doesn't work, really.
Whatever happens, Pfeiffer is a pioneer patient for a new mode of cancer treatment.
You're beginning to see how scientists have cracked the code that distinguishes individual cancers and the individual immune system on a patient-by-patient basis.
And that's a momentous change, says Jesse Bohm, the associate director of the Broad Institute's cancer program.
Historically, cancer has been treated based on the part of the body it's come from. We've moved into treating cancer based on grouping patients, often within tumor types. But we even know that most patients, even that look roughly similar, don't respond in the same way. And so you have to make it personal.
Bohm says, until now, it didn't look possible to develop a new drug for every single patient.
The authors have shown that you could produce a drug and deliver it right back to that patient. It's the stuff you would have fantasized about a decade ago.
In fact, Huck Cohen says, he and Wu were fantasizing about this a decade ago in many a late-night husband and wife talk about what it would take to really eliminate a cancer. Now, it's sometimes a dinner table topic with their 3 kids.
For example, the first day that we saw an immune response to the first vaccine we gave for the first patient, kind of an exciting time. And of course, the kids were like, so you cured cancer? We're like, no.
Wu and Huck Cohen and others have co-founded a biotech company called Neon Therapeutics that's raised more than $160 million to develop the personal vaccines for market. Other researchers and companies are also pursuing personal cancer vaccines.
That piece from Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog, who is now with me in the studio. So, Carrie, one follow-up question that comes to mind here. Martha Pfeiffer was one of just 6 patients in that study. How'd the other patients do?
Well, the researchers say all 6 patients had robust and consistent immune responses to these vaccines. So that was encouraging. And they report that of the 6 patients, 4 had no recurrence of their melanoma, and this is 2 years out. And 2 who did have a recurrence were then treated with immunotherapy. That's a different sort of drug that works to kind of sick the patient's own immune system against the cancer. And those patients also beat down their tumors. Here's Catherine Wu, again, of Dana-Farber and the Broad Institute.
The key thing is just this is an early trial. So I think people always want to jump and say, is this it? You know, and I think it's... Again, as a version 1.0, we're delighted, right? Like, it was like a really hard thing to put together, and we got responses, and the patients are doing well, and they're alive, and we're so happy.
And I'm always happy when there's good cancer news, but there's much, much more to do. And Wu and the other researchers say it's likely that, as with those 2 patients who needed some more treatment, these personal vaccines could work best as part of some combination treatment.
But isn't that what so much cancer treatment is these days, a combination of different treatment?
Yes, yes. It's very often a combination. And as Nir Hakohen says in the journal Nature, you can think of this personal vaccine as sort of like the steering wheel that guides the immune response against the tumor. And then for your combination, you might want to take off the brakes by using one of these new immunotherapy drugs that are called checkpoint inhibitors. People always describe them as taking off the brakes of your own immune system and unleashing it against the tumor.
You know, Carrie, we've heard a lot about these more personalized approaches to medicine and this pushback to a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. But this sounds like it's taking that whole concept to a new level. Is it different?
Well, so first of all, you're right. Like, one of the biggest trends in medicine is called precision medicine or personalized medicine. And it's all about using the patient's DNA, you know, as we get better, dramatically faster, and cheaper tools for analyzing DNA. You use the patient's DNA to choose the best treatment or the best dosage or whatever you're going to do. But what's so striking and different about this idea of a personal cancer vaccine is that it's so customized. Like, it's not just choosing from among some pre-existing options or adjusting them. It's actually taking the measure of a specific patient's tumor and then in real time, which is actually weeks at this point, but it's basically, you know, you're doing it in real time. You're making their medicine. Hmm.
Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog, which is where you can find all the stories in our year-long series, This Moment in Cancer. There's a link to the series from our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks as always.
Welcome.